Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we visit with men's basketball coach John Trulli and talk about Midwestern State hoops. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and be sure that you're following Midwestern State basketball. We saw a really entertaining game Saturday as Midwestern State went on a 7-0 run in the final 55 seconds to knock off West Texas, which was ranked 16th in the nation. I know that win had to feel good for you, Coach.
Yeah, you know, I felt like since we've got back from Christmas break, we've been playing better basketball. We've made some shifts, you know, in what we're doing a little bit defensively and just trying to be a little more solid and more sound. And so there has been an adjustment phase for us. And, you know, we didn't necessarily get a couple wins there early, but I felt like we've been playing better basketball since we got back for the most part. So it was good for us to kind of finally put 40 minutes together and just find a way to tough out a big-time win in front of our fans. So we were really excited about Saturday.
You talk about adjustments you make. Can you kind of detail some of that for me?
Yeah, I just think we're trying to be a little bit more solid and providing more help on the ball. And so just tightening up, not being so extended defensively. We're not as far in deny as we used to be. And so I think just doing that has helped us solidify what we're doing, and where it's really helped, honestly, is in the rebounding on the glass. It's kind of helped. I thought that was a real area of concern early on in the year, especially going into Christmas break. We were really struggling to finish possessions off and getting rebounds. And so I think it's kept us from getting in rotations so bad, which allowed teams to expose us on the backside when the shot goes up. And so I think it's cleaned up a lot of that stuff for us. And so we've been able to get more stops and ultimately win more possessions doing it that way.
Are there any individuals that are excelling with these adjustments?
I just think as a collective unit, it's helped us. I think J.J. Jackson, it's a similar style to what he kind of played defensively at Liberty. And so it really helped him, and he's kind of helped other guys get up to speed really quickly. I thought it helped Orlando. You know, sometimes his size, people try to pick on him a little bit, and it's provided more help for him when he's guarding the basketball, and it's kept teams from being able to get in the paint on him and start backing him down as much. So I do think at the guard spot it's really, really helped. And then, like I said, because our forwards don't have to help and rotate as much, it's allowed Dre Cole, Chucky McClenahan, DC, those guys to help us finish possessions off by getting rebounds because they're not having to help over and rotate on those drives that we've been giving up.
You had a nice finish to a three-game homestand, but now you're on the road. I know you really want to get a road win, but it won't be easy at Dallas Baptist.
No, it won't. You know, but it's hard winning on the road anywhere. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is, and you've got to be tough. You've got to be together, and you guys have all got to be on the same page, and it's got to be a us versus the world mentality, and you kind of got to back yourself into a corner and learn how to fight together to get out of there.
Is that been the issue for you? In other words, I know you've taken road losses, and it's easy to look, oh, they're on the road, that's why they lost. Do you mm-hmm. think that you're losing because you're on the road, if that question makes any sense at all?
I don't think it's because we're on the road. You know, I thought one of our best games that we played all year was on the road, honestly, when we came back at St. Mary's. I thought we played great at St. Mary's. It just came down to the last possession, and the ball bounced into a guy's hands, and he stepped up and made the shot as time basically expired. And so, you know, the road just – we've had a tough schedule. I don't think people realize how challenging our schedule has been this year. To go play two road games up in Colorado at 7,500 feet, the way that we were playing in full court pressing and everything early on in the year, you know, we've dialed some of that stuff back as the year's waned on. But to do that week two in the season, you know, against two quality opponents that were better than I think a lot of people expected going into the year. And then, you know, we've gone through a stretch. This will be our seventh game out of the last eight against a top 25 opponent. And I went back through this weekend just to see how challenging of a schedule this really is. The only team that has the next closest team to play six or more ranked teams in a season was my senior year of college here. So we haven't played this many quality opponents really ever in a condensed eight-game stretch since we went to the national tournament and had to play, you know, four or five teams
right.
in a row. And so, you know, trying to keep the guys in perspective, like what we're doing is kind of uncharted territory. It's a credit to our league and how tough the league is right now. But it also started in the non-conference when you're playing Fort Smith and Pittsburgh State, you know, going into Christmas break. And so we didn't do ourselves any favors and schedule any cupcakes, which is, you know, what you want as a competitor. You want to play a hard, challenging schedule. But, you know, just because we didn't get wins on the road doesn't mean that we weren't playing good basketball either. And so I've tried to keep the guys level-minded at that. We just got to go find a way to go get the first one.
I'm guessing that win does a lot for the morale of your team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you win a game, you know, that comes down to the wire, it's always big. And then the fact that it's West Texas and it's a quality opponent, I think it carries a little more weight as well, you know. We've been looking for that signature win for this group, you know. And Angelo was a big win too.
Right.
They were receiving votes at the time. But, you know, when you got the 16th-ranked team in the country in your gym and you're able to pull off that win, especially in the fashion that we did, you know, it allows guys to stay composed when adversity hits because they've been there now and they've done it and they've been able to fight back. You know, we had a 9-point lead. We gave it up. The guys they could have folded and they didn't, and I was proud of that. And they found a way to, in the last minute, to stay together and make a couple plays down the stretch to get us a win.
Yeah, you used a phrase that I think describes that game. You stay composed. Even though you were down 5 with about 2 minutes to play, you stay composed, and that allowed you to make that 7-point run in the final minute.
Yeah, I remember Orlando coming back. I think the media was at like 212 or something like that. The game just kind of played for a little bit of a long stretch, and he's like, guys, there's plenty of time. Like, we're good. We're good. And that hasn't always been the talk that we had coming into the locker room into the timeouts. And so I think that it just kind of shows why we were able to pull it out. You know, the different mindset, I think, is so powerful. And so it's just been a growth and a maturation for this group and trying to figure out how to win close games, because ultimately that's what you have to do in the Lone Star. It's going to be a nail biter more often than it's not, you know. And so it's going to come down to who can stay composed and make those plays down the stretch and step up and make free throws. And you know, on Saturday, we were fortunate enough to make enough plays and make the last two free throws when we needed to.
Orlando hit those two free throws, and he told me that you had gone through a simulated game-winning free throw situation in practice, and he missed,
yeah,
which was surprising to me because he had made 6 in a row and 8 in a row and then 6 in a row in his two previous games. Hadn't shot a free throw in that game against West Texas until the end, but he said he told you in game time he was going to make them, and he did.
Yep, to his credit, he did. He did. I made us do the game one more time. We call it win the game, and they all go step to the line. And if they make one, it's 1 point. If they miss one, it's 2 for the other team. And so we got to come out on top. And you know, it ended up tied after 2 rounds, and I made us go one more round because he had opportunity to win us the game, and he missed them both in practice. So really, really glad that we did that one more time, one more round, and then. It was him at the line, and he stepped up and knocked him down for us.
What makes a good free throw shooter in clutch situations?
I think guys with confidence. And then sometimes the best ones are the ones that are just I don't want to say too dumb to know any better, but, you know, guys that just
– a little naive about it, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, and they don't know better. You know what I mean? They don't – you know, there is such a thing as caring too much, I think, for some guys. But everybody's different, you know. You got to get thrown into the fire to really know how you're going to respond. And I think that's ultimately the only way you can really do it. I can sit there and simulate it for these guys, you know, every single day, but it doesn't carry the same weight as being in that moment. And so it's just good to see guys step up when their number's called. So I think everybody was really proud for him.
I'm guessing you felt pretty confident at that moment when you knew it was going to be Orlando taking those free throws.
Well, we had struggled to that point, if I'm being honest with you. You know,
but like I say, he has been shooting well from the line in game.
He has, you know. But free throws have been a bugaboo for us all year, and I was confident that he would step up there. And he's a guy that gets in there, and he shoots free throws a lot, and as do a lot of our guys. And that's something that we've done over the break is kind of locking in and holding guys accountable as a team. We've got a little chart up in the wall. So at the end of every week, for all their misses, they have to give us 100 makes. So if they miss 4 free throws throughout that week, they got to make 400 free throws before our next 2 rounds of games. And so I think that's been good for us too here over Christmas break. It's kept guys in the gym a little bit more than they were early in the fall. And it's just trying to create habits.
You You talked about you're playing better basketball. You go on the road and you take on Dallas Baptist and UT Tyler this weekend. What's an area where you still see that you've got to get better?
Just picking our spots, when to be aggressive, and then when to have some composure and pull it back. You know, I thought we had a couple opportunities to kind of put the game away early against West Texas. And I love this group, man. They play aggressive. They play fearless. But there's times where they try to make the home run play rather than the simple play. And it allows teams to kind of stick around in the ball games when those plays don't work out in your favor. And so, same deal, just talking with Orlando. You know, we had a 3-on-1. We had a lot of momentum, and he gets his feet in the paint, and he dribbles it back out 2 steps for a 3. And I love his confidence, but, you know, that's kind of been the problem with our team is, like, let's continue to keep hitting singles. We don't need home runs. Just keep making winning plays and win the possession. We don't need 3 points. Let's just take the 2. And so just stuff like that across the board, and he's not the only one that has done that. But I want these guys to be aggressive. I want them to play fast when they have opportunities. But when we don't have it, when we do have numbers, take the simple play rather than the home run play.
What style of game are you expecting against Dallas Baptist?
Well, they like the pressure. Obviously, they're going to pick up full court for 40 minutes.
We certainly saw that in the regional last year.
So it's going to be really, really important for us to pick our spots wisely, kind of like we were just talking about. You've got to know when to make them pay, but you also got to know when you can pull it back and execute and make them guard in the half court as well, because you can't just sit there and shoot in the first 4 seconds for 40 minutes of the shot clock, because you're going to end up guarding the entire 40 minutes. You know, they're
right,
because they're going to grind you out on the other end offensively. They can play fast as well, but you don't want to sit there and guard for 20 seconds and then you go and shoot it in the first 4, and then you got to come guard for another 20. So it's a balance. It's a balancing act for sure. When you're playing a team like Dallas Baptist, because they want to speed you up and they kind of want to bait you into some lightly contested shots so they can get the ball and go the other end.
And I'm just looking at box scores when I look at UT Tyler, but it looks like they kind of want to slow the game down a little bit.
Yeah, they'll throw a lot of different looks at you. You know, that's kind of – they're different than most in our league in that they'll guard you a lot of different ways. And so what they try to do is they try to mess with your mind and slow you down and make you think a little bit. And so we've got to find that balance. You know, we got to know when to pick our spots and be aggressive, and then when to get us all organized and on the same page and what we're looking at. And so while both two teams do it very differently, I think the game plan is kind of the same offensively, and just being selective and when to go and when to pump the brakes and get us organized.
What's kind of been a point of emphasis in this week of training, getting ready for this road trip?
Just continuing to get better with us and, you know, taking care of the basketball. Shot selection is always going to be really big in these two. And then just locking in and getting better defensively and getting on that same page, since we have kind of made some adjustments here since Christmas break in what we're doing. From a style standpoint defensively.
Coach, I always appreciate your time. Thanks for doing these podcasts, and we'll get back in the routine of doing them because of the holidays and because I haven't been around. We haven't been able to do it weekly like I'd like, but we'll get back in that routine now. I really do appreciate your time. Congratulations on the big win. Get a couple more this weekend.
Appreciate you, Pete.
That's John Trulli, the head coach of Midwestern State University, on the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and make your plans to follow Midwestern State men's basketball. You can see the schedule at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.